Hello, it's Rich Wolf on board Great American 3. It's January 15th, 0200 in the morning. That's still Greenwich Mean Time. And so it's going to be 14th in the evening back in the U.S. Our position is 48 degrees, 32 minutes south, and 124 degrees, 36 minutes west, making 10.5 knots, a course of about 60 degrees to the east-northeast. I've got about 700 miles to go to this next ice case, but more importantly, we have a huge storm in between here and there, or what's left of it, or whatever. It's a tropical storm, Hedda, that's still in the vicinity, and it's actually sort of moving back and forth across the track, or up and down the track, and spinning off the secondary lows that are moving across the track. But we did have a nice situation today where the we've got a dark, overcast, foreboding clouds for the last day and a half since it started to overtake us. And now there's a high-pressure system that's actually forcing its way across the path of the storm, which is lying northwest and southeast, and spinning off another low, and sort of the high is kind of squeezing off that secondary low. And so this morning we had a pretty dramatic period where it was dark foreboding clouds and a bright blue sky with fluffy clouds and sunshine behind it, an absolute demarcation between the two, and that's overtaken us. So we now have some blue sky and some very high clouds. There's a little bit of sunshine still left. The barograph has been rising, so we'll be following this in. The wind direction should shift ahead of us as we go along, and we've come down about 10 degrees now in the last hour or so, and we'll be arcing more to the northeast, then north-northeast across the truck track right now to the ice gate, and up to the north and into the trough of this low pressure system. So we got to get across it somehow. And on the other side, the winds are very strong from the northwest. So it behooves us to get it probably fairly far north if we can. So that when we come out the other side with a very strong wind, we really can't go upwind into those strong winds. So we'd like to go across them, or actually down with them if we could, but I don't think that's going to be possible. All likelihood, three reefs on the storm jib at that point, and maybe actually that a little bit later tonight as well. So we have the staysail on three reefs in the main right now, making 10.5 knots. And so anyway, that's about it. Trying to think what other episodes happened today. Did find some water underneath the engine. And it was salty water. I tasted it actually just to make sure we weren't losing the fresh water out of the engine. And it's found, or I think it's leaking out of one of the hoses. Hose clamp needed to be tightened, right? Tightened all the hose clamps in around the water pump. So hopefully that will take care of that situation. We'll find out later on when we charge the batteries again. But charging batteries twice a day for a shorter period of time, about an hour each, try to help the engine from getting too cold in between. Not sure if it's actually helping or not, but and then we get a stronger charge out of the regulator for the first part of the charge cycle as well. So anyway, the batteries seem to be up. Radar is working as well. Every 10 minutes it goes on for a minute. That's those little beeps in the background you might have heard. Anyway, we're making progress, and hopefully to get up to this next ice skate in probably 3.5-4 days. Just trying to go expeditiously. People got up around either earlier today or yesterday, heading down to Cape Horn. That's great. And the three other boats that are up there, Akina, Aviva, and the third one up there approaching the Horn as well. So hopefully they're making a good passage for that. So anyway, that's it from here, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3 office there.